history and physical, patient name, Guidry, Paula, date 11/11/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness. Ms. Guidry is a 71-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient has a past medical history significant of CVA, congestive heart failure, hypertension, prior pacemaker placement, gastric bypass procedure, type 2 diabetes, and right total hip arthroplasty. She was recently in the hospital for concerns of right superficial hematoma versus deep infection status post right total hip arthroplasty. She underwent irrigation and debridement of the right superficial wound with exploration of deep tissues by orthopedics. The patient is here for continued care. The patient has done well since admission. She was previously a hospice patient. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, as previously mentioned. Social history. Patient is a non-smoker. No history of alcohol use. No history of recreational drug use. No history of STDs. Family history, negative. Allergies, prednisone, Lyrica, and spinach. Current medications. Tylenol, 500 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for pain. Ascorbic acid, 500 milligrams 2 times a day for wound healing. Bisacodyl, 10 milligrams rectally every 24 hours as needed for constipation. Carbetolol, 3.125 milligrams 2 times a day for hypertension. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours for anxiety / agitation. Daptomycin, 300 milligrams intravenously once a day for surgical incision infection. Eliquis, 5 milligrams 2 times a day. Ergocalciferol, 50,000 units 1 time a day. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams once a day. Furosemide, 20 milligrams once a day. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams once a day. Insulin glargine, 10 units once a day. Insulin lispro, as per sliding scale. Lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 10-12.5 milligrams once a day. Norco, 10-325 milligrams every 4 hours as needed for pain. Nystatin powder, 2 times a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams once a day. Miralax, 17 grams once a day. Zofran, 4 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for nausea and vomiting. Zolpidem, 5 milligrams at bedtime. Review of systems. A 10-point review of systems is negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure. 118 over 62. Temperature 97.0. Heart rate 70. Respirations 18. Blood sugar 157. And oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign. Neck supple. No JVD noted. Lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally. Chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2. No clicks, rubs, or murmurs. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-descended. Vowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, right hip pain, status post recent right total hip arthroplasty, currently being treated for deep infection. Continue current medications and routine follow-up with orthopedics. Number 2, chronic congestive heart failure. Continue current medications and continue hospice. Number 3, hypertension. Continue current medications. Number 4, chronic anticoagulation. Continue current medications. Number 5, type 2 diabetes. Continue current medications. Number 6, history of CVA. Continue current medications. And assistance with ADLs, continue hospice. Thank you.